This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. As measles outbreaks flare in the Southwest and loom in more locations nationwide, Montana lawmakers are working to regain data on immunizations after a 2021 law stopped the state from collecting local school data about immunization rates. Montana is the only state that no longer collects immunization reports from local schools, creating a data gap for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The information shortage also affects city and county health officials who may not have their own data sharing agreements with school districts. A federal state-by-state survey last year showed that over 86% of Montana's two-year-olds had recently received the measles, mumps, and rubella immunization. That figure has decreased in recent years, and that 86% is well below the ideal 95% threshold for community protection against highly contagious diseases. But beyond that statewide estimate, information about Montana's local and regional immunization trends is hard to come by. State officials no longer collect aggregated vaccination reports from schools and childcare centers, or the data about medical and religious exemptions. The administration of Republican Montana Governor Greg Gianforte discontinued collecting or reporting the data after he signed a 2021 bill striking the requirement to collect and report immunization data. The last of the localized reports were from the 2018-19 school year before the COVID-19 pandemic. Without immunization information, local and state officials have struggled to strategically prevent the spread of vaccine-preventable diseases like the measles. Because Montana is the only state that no longer collects immunization reports from local schools, health officials cannot detect or report threats or outbreaks of dangerous communicable disease. Supporters of the 2021 measure to stop collecting data said they were aiming to protect students' personally identifiable information and medical records and did not intend to cancel the reporting system in its entirety. The bill sponsor says it was a mistake. Jennifer Carlson, a former Republican legislator and the sponsor of the bill that the state health department cites as the reason for discontinuing data collection, said, "I wasn't trying to bomb the system. I was just trying to make sure children had their privacy respected," Carlson said. Now, 4 years later, state lawmakers are considering a bill to undo that 2021 policy while keeping privacy protections for individual students in place. After stalling earlier this session, the Democratic-sponsored House Bill 364 advanced in March with bipartisan support. The bill has also received support from the State Health Department, an agency within the Republican Gianforte administration. Montana hasn't confirmed a case of measles since 1990, but with more than 375 cases reported across Texas, New Mexico, and 16 other states, one child confirmed to have died from the disease and another death under investigation, health officials and disease experts are on edge about Montana's lack of defenses. Three measles cases were confirmed in March south of Calgary in the Canadian province of Alberta, which borders Montana. David Higgins, a pediatrician and infectious disease researcher, said, "When vaccination rates drop in a community, it is not a question of if. It's a question of when measles is going to come because it is so incredibly contagious," said Higgins, who formerly worked in Montana when the law requiring schools and state officials to share data was still in place. Measles is one of the world's most contagious diseases, according to the World Health Organization, much more contagious than COVID. It can be a very dangerous illness, especially for infants and children under 5 who have not completed the 2-dose vaccination series. Infectious particles can hang in the air and on surfaces for up to 2 hours. People carrying the measles virus can spread it up to 4 days before they begin showing symptoms. The infection can have short-term and long-term consequences for people who are not immunized, including encephalitis, pneumonia, deafness, blindness, and death. State and community health departments have free MMR vaccinations at clinics throughout the state for anyone who needs them. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.